numbers. Room demand is up over 23,000 rooms sold from January to April. Much of this growth is credited to the Equal Justice Initiative. And the Central Alabama Community Foundation awarded $123,000 to local groups. Some of the groups receiving money include the Montgomery Area Food Bank, the Family Sunshine Center, and Child Protect. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up from our store right to your door. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale happening now only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Reward members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
The Can-Am Ready to Ride sales event is on now because our off-road vehicles are built for this. We're built for hitting the trails as the sun comes up, for odd jobs and bales of hay, for kicking up dust on a long dirt road. So, how do you become built for this? By getting to the Ready to Ride sales event and finding a new Can-Am off-road vehicle for a great deal. Get to your local dealer to save up to $2,500 on select 2019 models for a limited time. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819-201. 01-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Abortion rights activists made their voices heard. More than 400 rallies were held coast to coast in opposition to new restrictions on abortion.
Flash flooding the southern plains, the region still reeling from a string of intense storms.
A transgender woman was found shot to death in a Dallas neighborhood this weekend. Now Dallas police believe her murder may be linked to two other attacks on transgender women.
A former White House counsel skips a House hearing. Now another Trump aide has been called to testify.
It is the first time Russian aircraft have come near Alaska since January. Four Russian bombers and two fighter planes intercepted by American warplanes.
A secret IRS memo contradicts the Secretary of the Treasury on whether or not the president has to hand over his tax returns.
James Holzhauer has done it again.
Now a 24-day total of $1,867,142. Wow.
Modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat." Who will help me plant it? Not I, said the cow. Not I, said the duck. Not I, said the pig. Not I, said the goose. Then I will, said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. Who will help me reap my wheat? Asked the little red hen. Not I, said the duck. Out of my classification, said the pig. I'd lose my seniority, said the cow. I'd lose my unemployment compensation, said the goose. Then I will, said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. Who will help me bake bread? Asked the little red hen. Oh, that'd be overtime for me, said the cow. I'd lose my welfare benefits, said the duck. I'm a dropout and never learned how, said the pig. Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination, said the goose. Then I will, said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, no, I can eat the 5 loaves myself. Excess profits, cried the cow. Capitalist leech, screamed the duck. I demand equal rights, yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, you must not be greedy. But I earned the bread, said the little red hen. Exactly, said the agent. That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle. And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, I am grateful, I am grateful. But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
I'm doing very well. Busy, 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 but I'm doing well with it.
Is today your long day?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been here since 8:30.
Wow.
Got some bacon and eggs in me for some fuel. And then started producing the land
show.
So
you're ready to go do another 6 hours. No, make that seven hours of radio.
Yeah, I'm ready. Ready to go.
You're always ready. You were born ready. A couple of things here. If I'm not mistaken, I'm going to go by and check on it. But I think Fresh Market has the rotisserie chicken normally $7.99, $5 on Thursdays in the month of May. Mm. So that's dinner for me tomorrow, or for us for tomorrow night.
That sounds great.
Without a doubt. Those rotisserie chickens are really good. 87 degrees outside. It is warm out there, big guy.
Oh, yeah. It's humid. It's muggy.
Yeah. It's, let's see what the Dow is doing today. Down 119 points. You can tell that by looking at my portfolio. Let's see, 272-9228, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What is in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And what a great place. They've got seedless watermelons, $8. They've got ferns. They've got peppers. They've got cakes. They've got Boston butts. They've got ribs. They've got it all. If there's a weekend to win it, this is the weekend to win that great giveaway that we do here. Also, Fresh Market will be doing ribs this weekend. The question is, are they going to do it Saturday and Monday, or are they going to do Saturday, Sunday, and Monday? I will find out definitively for you today, and we'll talk about it tomorrow on the show. But so you've got a lot kind of going on here, man. It looks like the weather's going to be nice for the weekend. I need to find out the week that you're going to be gone to New York. I talked to my ophthalmologist John Swan, and so we're going to try to schedule my eye thing during that time.
Okay, that makes sense.
I know, so I can R&R that bad boy. I tell you, it's appreciably warmer out there. And I had somebody that came over last night. Last night was hamburger night. came over, had a couple of drinks before we went over to hamburger night. And it was so funny. One of the people said, "Do you have any off?" I said, "I don't need off. I've got mosquito shield." And they said, let me tell you, mosquitoes will come from miles around to eat on me. I said, "Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to put this to the test."
Yeah.
Let's go out there. I said, "I think I've got some off left over from before mosquito shield days. Went out there and did not have one mosquito toucher.
That's awesome.
And she said, "I have never had that before in my life. They got my telephone number, got the telephone number for LaVon. They're going to give LaVon a call." They said, "Do you think you can come before this weekend?" I said, "I'll tell you what, you give them a call and tell me you're a Dan Mora Show listener, you probably can."
That's so much better than any citronella candle or the tiki torches. Well, tiki torches are completely out since Charlottesville. And or just having to spray the stinky off on you. And instead, you can just go and relax on the deck under the pergola.
Exactly. And so Mosquito Shield's cell phone number is 513-2940, 2995 special. Dan Mora Show, first application. You need to take advantage of it, folks. It is great. And I tell you, I'm going to be, as soon as I get off the show, I got to go by Fresh Market, do one other stop, and then headed home, and I will be outside. Because under my pergola, it's literally 10 degrees cooler under there because of the pergola and the kind of the way it's built. It really is wonderful.
It's beautiful.
But I have a fan out there just in case I need a little air moving around. Fountain going on in the background. I've got to brag on somebody else, too. My good friend Bruce Holding at CTE Outdoor.
Okay,
so my skill blower that I've had for 10 years have had zero problems with it. Well, I pressed it and gas squirted out where the little bulb is where you prime it. And so I looked at it, got my little magnifying glass and looked at it, and it's cracked down the center. And after 10 years and using it religiously, I take it to CTE Outdoor Power, bump into Bruce, which is great. I haven't seen him in a long time. He is a great guy. And they fixed it right there on the spot. Very reasonable, too. I want to tell you something. CTE Outdoor Power is a great place. They've got this new stuff. Like, see, I used to have a riding lawnmower, and I had one of those self-propelled lawnmowers.
Yeah.
And so I could do the small areas and then do the large areas. Well, they've got a riding lawnmower made by Hustler, which is kind of the top of the line, called the Dash. And it has a blade width of 34 inches instead of these 72-inch monstrosity. And it's made for, because I said, boy, that's a small ride on zero turn also. He said, well, that's the new thing, is that people have got smaller yards, or the people want the ride-on experience, that do not have, you know, an acre to cut. They've got, say, a third of an acre or a quarter of half an acre. And so these things are just, they're great. And they've got a 0% financing. Did I mention
that's
zero?
I
tell you what, I love that kind of stuff. But CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill, Bruce Holding, what a great guy. Longtime friend, known his family forever. And his sister, know her very well. But great group of people. They get things done. That guy went out there, took it, and opened it up, put the new one in, tested it. We took it outside, tested it again. Showed me a little trick of how to start my skill blower. I can normally not wear, I have to be wearing shoes to do it, so I can put my foot on the base of it and start it.
Yeah.
He goes, "Dan, no, don't do that. Take it and push with the blower, drop the blower, let it just fall and pull the cord, and it starts right up." So not only did I get it fixed, but I got a little lesson on how to start my skill blower so I don't get hit in the shin like I've been getting done. Oh, it's sad. It is sad, 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 sad. Oh, man, Dan, you know how that is. Okay, 272-9228. Reminder, Fresh Markets will be doing ribs for this weekend, Memorial Day. We'll be doing a special show on Friday. I would get in on that Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing because it is going to be a great weekend. I went down there on Monday and saw all the great things. They got peaches. They got strawberries, $12 for a big basket of strawberries. I would definitely do that for Memorial Day, particularly. They got watermelons, seedless watermelons, big old seedless watermelons, $8 for that thing. And if it's anything like it was last year, they are juicy as can be. Of course, peppers that Red Top and I always talk about, that you can just smell them in the head. You can smell the freshness of them. Okay, we had the president do kind of a unusual Rose Garden event where he went in, and Nancy Pelosi said that she believes that Trump was obstructing justice, said that out loud to some press. So they get over to the White House, and he basically wears them out.
Mm.
So let me do this. Let me go to an early break, because I want you to hear this was kind of a historic event in itself. Going to be back, Dan Moore Show, right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them, appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
101 FM, on your smartphone and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. This was, needless to say, an unusual press remarks out in the Oval Office. He walks into the cabinet room, and there's Chuck and Nancy, and he says, I really want to do infrastructure, but we got to get this investigation stuff out of the way and get it over with. And Nancy went back to the Capitol and made a statement, and I'll see if I can find the statement, but basically saying that I have no idea why he did that. I think he did it because he was scared. She always tries to insult him in some way. But let's listen in to the president.
Happened to our country. It hurt us in so many ways. Despite that, we're setting records with the economy, with jobs, with the most people employed today that we've ever had in the history of our country. We have the best unemployment numbers that we've had in the history of our country, in some cases 51 years, but generally in the history of our country. Companies are moving back in. Things are going well. And I said, let's have the meeting on infrastructure. We'll get that done easily. That's one of the easy ones. And instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk in to look at people that had just said that I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups. You people know that probably better than anybody. And I was just looking at a list of some of the things that we just did. More than 2,500 subpoenas qualified for. And I let everybody talk. I let the White House counsel speak for 30 hours. 30 hours. I have 19 special counsel lawyers, 40 FBI agents. I said, open it all up. Let them have whatever they want. Nearly 500 search warrants. Think of that, a search warrant. Did you ever see a search warrant before? Neither did I. This was over 500 search warrants. And of the 19 people that were heading up this investigation, or whatever you want to call it, with Bob Mueller, they were contributors to the Democrat Party, most of them, and to Hillary Clinton. They hated President Trump. They hated him with a passion. They went to her big party after the election that turned out to be a wake. Not a party, it was a wake. And they were very angry. These are the people that after 2 years and $40 million or $35 million, it'll end up being a lot more than that by the time all the bills are paid. This is what happened. No collusion, no obstruction, no nothing. They issued 50 orders authorizing use of pen registers. Think of that, though. 500 witnesses. And then I have Nancy Pelosi go out and say that the President of the United States engaged in a cover-up. Now, we've had a House investigation. We have Senate investigations. We have investigations like nobody's ever had before, and there's nothing, we did nothing wrong. They would have loved to have said we colluded. They would have loved it. These people were out to get us. The Republican Party and President Trump. They were out to get us. This was a one-sided, horrible thing. The bottom line is they said there's no collusion, no collusion with Russia. You heard so much talk about phone calls that my son made to me from this meeting that was set up by GPS Fusion, it looks like, which is the other side for those that don't know. And for a year I heard about phone calls went to a special number, unauthorized. And it would have been my son, Don, who's a good young man, who's gone through hell. And they were calls that must have been made by him before and after the meeting. Three calls. After massive study and work, they actually found who made the calls. One was a friend of ours, a real estate developer. Great guy. Most of you know him. Nice guy. Loves our country. And the other one was the head of NASCAR. Two of them. So of the three calls that were so horrible that he had a meeting and he called me and then he had the meeting after and he made two more calls. And they were written about like this little lines, couple of lines. Nobody wanted to admit it. Even last night, we had a great election. I went there on Monday. We had an election for Fred Keller. It was a 50-50 shot, and he won in a landslide. We went and we did a rally. Hardly mentioned today. And yet, if he lost, it would have been the biggest story in the country, even bigger than this witch hunt stuff that you guys keep writing about. So here's the bottom line. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. We've been doing this since I've been president. And actually, the crime was committed on the other side. We'll see how that all turns out. I hope it turns out well, but to my way of thinking, and I know a lot of you agree with me, the crime was committed on the other side. This whole thing was a takedown attempt at the President of the United States. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves for the way you reported so dishonestly. Not all of you, but many of you, the way you reported. So I've said from the beginning, right from the beginning, that you probably can't go down two tracks. You can go down the investigation track, and you can go down the investment track, or the track of let's get things done for the American people. I love the American people. Drug prices are coming down, first time in 51 years because of my administration, but we can get them down way lower working with the Democrats. We can solve the problem on the border in 15 minutes. If the Democrats would give us a few votes. So I just wanted to let you know that I walked into the room and I told Senator Schumer, Speaker Pelosi, I want to do infrastructure. I want to do it more than you want to do it. I'd be really good at that. That's what I do. But you know what? You can't do it under these circumstances. So get these phony investigations over with. The Wall Street Journal just wrote today, just a little while ago, I saw it. Mr. Mueller wasn't obstructed in any way. This is the Wall Street Journal editorial today. Mr. Mueller wasn't obstructed in any way. His copious report, 434 pages. Now they want to interview all of the same people again. They want to interview Jerry Nadler, who's been an enemy of mine for many years. He fought me in New York unsuccessfully, by the way. I've had great success against Jerry. But he was representing Manhattan, and he would fight me all the time on the West Side Railroad Yards many times, very unsuccessfully. He failed. I come to Washington, I become president, and I said, oh, no, I have Jerry Nadler again? So Wall Street Journal, Mr. Mueller wasn't obstructed in any way. His copious report was released for all to see. And there was no collusion. This is the Wall Street Journal. And there was no collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. That's it. But they want to make this a big deal. Whether or not they carry the big I word out, I can't imagine that. But they probably would because they do whatever they have to do. I'll tell you, there's a danger here. If someday a Democrat becomes president and you have a Republican House, they can impeach him for any reason or her. Any reason. We can't allow that to happen. We can't allow it to happen. So when you look at all of the transparency, when you look at all I've done, and I will tell you, my lawyers say, you don't have to do this. You can use presidential privilege. You don't have to let your lawyers and all of your staff testify. You can use presidential privilege, sir. Would you recommend it? Well, you can be transparent or you can be tight. Being, if you've done nothing wrong, being transparent is better. So I said, I did nothing wrong. Let's be transparent. So that's what you have. All of these things. Look at that. All of these things. 500 witnesses that I allowed to testify. It's a disgrace. So when they get everything done, I'm all set to let's get infrastructure. Let's get drug prices down. In the meantime, we're doing tremendous work without them. We're doing tremendous executive orders, a lot of work. We've had a great success, most successful economy perhaps in our country's history. We've cut regulations at a level that nobody else has cut them before. The largest tax cut in the history of the country. So we're doing a lot of work. Steve, yeah.
Pelosi give you any assurances that they won't, the House won't
do it for you? This is very sad. Because this meeting was set up a number of days ago at 11 o'clock. All of a sudden, I hear last night they're going to have a meeting right before this meeting to talk about the I word. The I word. Can you imagine? I don't speak to Russians about campaigns. When I went to Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, I don't say, oh, let's call Russia. Maybe they can. It's a hoax. The greatest hoax in history. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Do you view Congress as a co-equal branch of government, and do you respect their power of oversight?
I respect the courts. I respect Congress. I respect right here where we're standing. But what they've done is abuse. This is investigation number 4 on the same thing. Probably 5. And it really started, I think, pretty much from the time we came down the escalator in Trump Tower. So I say to you that we're going to get everything done. We're doing a lot without them. Let them play their games. We're going to go down one track at a time. Let them finish up. And we'll be all set. Thank you, everybody.
Have you read the full
order? I wanted to play that for you so you could hear it in its entirety, because the news, the way the news is going to play this is going to be that Donald Trump stormed out of the room. It's going to be Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that, and that he got incensed. And let me tell you something. You could hear in his voice, he is just tired of this. He is tired of people just accusing him of things that are just not true. And I thought from the tone in his voice he's about to drop a bomb there. But he, you can tell by the way he's talking, he knows something's about to break here.
He's done a good job of not dropping bombs. Because if you watch before he was even running for president, he had colorful language, to put it in a certain way. And honestly, I wouldn't care if the president dropped any sort of language.
Well, we're going to get into some of the stuff that may, he can kind of drop, and some things that are happening out there. And I tell you what, boys and girls, this stuff is close. We're going to be back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Dick Brubaker. My family's been in the car business for over 70 years, and we have a name you can trust. We have locations in Montgomery and Prattville to make it convenient for you to get the vehicle you want at the price you need. As we celebrate the savings, join us for the Memorial Day sales event going on now through May 31st at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can save up to $12,645 on a new 2019 Ram 1500 Big Horn Quad Cab. More space, more storage, more leather, more technology. It's truly the best combination of grit and grace. It's the Memorial Day sales event going on now at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's your better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Stock number R9104. See dealer for details. Offer ends 5/31/19.
This Memorial Day is our Brubaker family commemorates all men and women who have died in the military service defending the United States. We also salute those who are actively serving. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he won't be working with House Democrats about anything as long as they keep trying to investigate his administration.
When they get everything done, I'm all set to let's get infrastructure, let's get drug prices down. In the meantime, we're doing tremendous work without them.
The president speaking in the White House Rose Garden after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi this morning accused him of engaging in a cover-up. She said after the president spoke,
in any event, I pray for the president of the United States, and I pray for the United States of America.
She was at the White House today with top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, ostensibly to meet with President Trump about an infrastructure plan, but a senior House Democrat source tells Fox nothing good happened there. Pelosi made her cover-up comment after meeting this morning with House Democrats about Trump administration investigations. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. The pool, the lake, and air conditioners will be very popular over the next several days. Today, sunny and hot. High temperature, about 94. Low tonight, 69. Tomorrow, maybe a couple of degrees warmer, up to about 96. That could tie the record. More sunshine. I think Friday, we're up to about 97. That would be a new record. Upper 90s Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Records in jeopardy each day. Can't rule out even a triple-digit high one of those days. No rain for the next several days through the Memorial Day holiday weekend and beyond. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Times are hard.
Joey protects me from myself.
Pay the fee so you find yourself somebody who can do the job for free.
Red Top's back, huh?
Oh, yes.
When you
my popular demand, let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, we're aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Gentlemen, let me turn the radio off. You know what? Jeff Sessions is really gone from sight altogether. I wonder if he's mixed up in any of this stuff, y'all. And I hope not, but he has really disappeared, and I know a bunch of intense stuff is about to happen. What's your impression?
No, I mean, if you think about it, he's made several appearances. He doesn't talk very often, but he was at the Rosenstein departure, the Rosenstein goodbye. He was also at an event that they went back with former attorney generals, and he was there. So he's just, he's not saying much, but that's just Jeff Sessions.
Wow. Yeah, because he used to be very talkative about a whole lot of stuff. He was in the press all the time, and this man has shut the hell up.
I don't remember him being in the press all the time.
Oh, man, in congressional hearings. He was on the radio here all the time. Yeah, he was very visible. He was on the morning news shows, and I know he's no longer attorney general, and the reclusion and all this kind of stuff. I hope he's not involved in it. I have a feeling a lot of members of the Congress are involved in this stuff. Wasn't Jeff Sessions part of the Gang of Eight?
Let me think. He was when he was head of judiciary.
He was?
When he was head of judiciary.
Yeah, okay. That was during the Trump election?
No, that was 2 years before the Trump election. You remember what happened is he got taken off, and then they did a drawing, and his next assignment, which was, if I remember right, was Armed Services.
Or Foreign Relations.
Foreign Relations?
I think it's Foreign Relations.
And he came in number two in that.
Yeah, okay. So, that's why he dropped off.
Yeah, I mean, anytime I can find something on Jeff Sessions, I'm trying to play it. I haven't seen things on Jeff Sessions in a long, long time, including when he was Attorney General.
Yeah, man, boy, he's a quiet booger, that's for sure. Well, we're going to have an interesting couple of weeks, I do believe, and I hope Donald Trump lays it on the British because they were involved in this thing, and that's shameful.
Yeah, you're gonna find out some stuff out of some of these clips that we've got. There's a whole bunch of things I did not know. I had to go back and play some of these again and again and again because I was picking up these little nuggets out of it.
Do you think he'll bring it up over tea with Prince Charles?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, if you didn't know the nuggets, I'm damn sure ready to hear them.
There you go.
Thank you,
fellas. I've got a mark for you. Let's go to Paladin. Paladin, I love that name. Paladin, how are you, my friend?
Well, I'm about hanging in there like a rusty fish hook. How about you, Dad?
I'm doing good. My friend, doing very, very good.
All right. I've been doing more listening than calling. I had a question for you, though, that's really been burning in my mind for a while. Is there any reason why President Trump doesn't sue those people for slander?
Because he's a public figure.
So you can slander a public figure and get away with it, then?
You have to show intent and malice. If they slander Joey or myself, now that's a different story, but if you're a total public figure, you can say a lot of outrageous things.
Well, man, you're a public figure.
Yeah, but my publicness only goes about 60 miles in every direction from Montgomery.
Yeah, there's different degrees of being a public figure.
Yeah, I was just being facetious there. Hey, can I get in on the Sweet Creek drawing?
No. Of course you can, Paladin. Give me a month and day of birth, buddy.
March 7th.
That's my son's birthday by one day. I want to tell you something, Paladin. This weekend is the weekend to win it. I mean, there's several, you know, 4th of July weekend, definitely. Memorial Day weekend, absolutely. Labor Day weekend, without a doubt. The Iron Bowl weekend, yes, sir. So this is a good one.
Well, then, hopefully it'll lean my way, then.
Well, I don't know about the leaning part. We do random number generator, but I hope you're, in the words of Milton McGregor, I hope you're a winner, too.
Well, I appreciate it a whole lot, too. Maybe I used the word wrong, lean, there, but didn't mean anything offensive. But.
No, I was just kidding.
Hey, man, I love your show. I'm even getting my son to listen. He's getting into it also. He's called you a couple of times, but I'm not going to give you his handle.
Oh, why not?
I don't want anybody to know I'm associated with him.
Is he one of the argumentative people that call me?
Oh, no. He doesn't argue. He only argues with me when I beat him with darts.
Oh, I like that. Darts of bowling, yeah. Those people get really frustrated with that. Paladin, thank you so much.
Hey, man, thank you. I really appreciate it, Dan.
You have a great one. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. Let's see here. Let's do this. Let's start out. Let's kind of chop up some of this and get it out here. Doug Collins was on Sean Hannity. No, sorry. Let me go to John Solomon document release. Let's start with him. He's on Sean Hannity.
The high-ranking anti-Trump officials in the deep state, they are scared and they are forming a circular firing squad as the walls begin to cave in. They know what they did. They know they're in deep trouble. And breaking tonight, John Solomon is back with another bombshell new report detailing yet another red flag in the FBI's witch hunt into the Trump-Russia so-called collusion. According to John Solomon, tonight investigative reporter for The Hill, State Department official Kathleen Cavalec did in fact send the FBI a salacious piece of so-called intelligence from her meeting, which, by the way, was not appropriate, with Christopher Steele. Only problem was that the intel was total and complete BS, which could have easily been disproven with any simple level of verification. That never happened. Several days later, Comey then used Steele's BS as the basis for the FISA request, and he signed the first FISA application. Now, by the way, a request he swore was verified, says it at the top of the document, and accurate and true. With more on this developing breaking investigative report, John Solomon, this is now four separate instances. They were warned directly.
Yeah, and Sean, it is the first time that we know for sure that the FBI was in possession of a piece of intelligence from Christopher Steele that had been debunked before they went to the FISA court, meaning they weren't in the process of verifying it. They had debunked this. I can tell you on October 17, 2016, I went to the FBI and asked a question about the same intelligence. What is it? It was being peddled by everybody in the Clinton world that there were these computer pings going on between a Trump Tower server and an Alpha Bank server in Moscow as a Russian bank. And the theory that the Clintons were peddling, including Christopher Steele at the State Department, then sent to the FBI was this was a secret communication channel, some beacon where Donald Trump would know it was time to call Vladimir Putin and figure out how they were going to concoct hijacking the election. The FBI knocked this down in October. They told me on October 17th, as well as other U.S. officials, it had been ruled out as credible intelligence. And yet, 4 days later, they go, knowing that Christopher Steele was peddling it, they go to the FISA court and they represent that Christopher Steele is credible, his information is accurate. They have no derogatory information about that. This revelation tonight calls into question all of those representations before the court.
Okay, now he just said something. There was a rumor that said there was a computer that was communicating with Russia, mm-hmm. which turned out to be totally fabricated. But as we kind of go through all this stuff, it's you're going to get kind of this mosaic, using a Comey term, of how they were planning this. And there was something that was said by Trey Gowdy that the dossier really isn't a Steele document. It's really more of a Clinton campaign document. And that rumor about a computer server communicating with the Russians, that is straight up out of the Clinton campaign. Let's go to Lewis from Slap Out. Lewis, welcome aboard.
Dan, how are you today?
I'm very good.
All right. Are we ever going to get to the bottom of this thing?
Yes, I think so. I think it's going to be soon.
I think
the first shoe that's going to get us to the bottom of it is going to be dropping fairly soon.
You think we're finally going to do something with Hillary and Obama and get the hell away from Trump?
I think the Hillary part and the Obama part is down line. I think you've got to get the smaller fish and move your way up to the big fish.
Okay, so you think they're going to start out with some of the FBI and work on that too?
Yeah, I think Lisa Page is a high suspect. I think Attorney Anderson is a high suspect. I think Jim Baker is somebody that could probably break on him.
Well, I certainly hope you're right. I'm tired of this stuff. I'm ready to get Trump back.
I'm ready to get this thing done so bad that you can't even stand it.
Well, let's go to Washington and do something about it.
Well, something needs, for people to regain confidence in the FBI and DOJ, something needs to happen.
Right, I agree with you 100%. I hope you get something done. That's all I want to know. I want to know your opinion on it. I'm tired of it. I'm ready for Trump to do something without all this crap going on around him. Messing up.
Me too. I appreciate the telephone call.
All right, sir. Put me in for this week's break, if you would.
Give me month and day of birth.
January 53.
January 31st?
Yes, sir.
You got it. Anna Lee, hang on for me. Going to a quick break. Coming back to you right after this.
listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Times are hard.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A homemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Anna Lee. Anna Lee, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
I'm a first-time caller, and my Nini works at Clark.
You're a first-time caller, and is Anna Lee your name? Is that, did I get it right?
Yes, sir.
Good. How old are you, Anna Lee?
8 years old.
Oh. 8 years old? And you're already listening to the Dan Morris Show. Do you realize how smart you're going to be when you're 25?
No, sir.
Tell me about yourself, Anna Lee.
Well, my favorite color is pink, and I listen to you when my
mommy
and papa listen to you.
Oh, wow. So how long have you been listening?
All the time.
I'm sorry, how long?
All the time.
Oh, you listen to me all the time. Have you been listening to me for very long?
Yes, sir.
Good. So what grade are you in, Anna Lee?
Third
grade. Are you a straight A student?
No, sir.
You're not?
A's.
A's and B's? What is your favorite subject?
Math.
Math. Are you really good at math?
Yes, sir.
I like that. So what prompted you to call me today? Why did you call me today, Annalie?
Well, I like our president.
You like our president? Me too. What do you like about our president, Anna Lee?
He's nice, and he makes good
choices. I like that. So, do you have a Make America Great Again cap?
No, sir.
We need to get you one. You are a smart little girl for third grade. I wasn't anywhere near as smart as you are now when I was in third grade.
And going in fourth.
Oh, boy. I like that. Do you mind me asking you where you go to school?
Airport Road School.
Airport Road School,
huh? Airport Road School. I didn't know there was an Airport Road School.
It's in Millbrook.
Oh, in Millbrook. That's where you live, obviously. What do you want to be when you grow up, Anna Lee?
I
want to
be a dolphin trainer.
A what trainer?
A dolphin trainer.
A dolphin trainer. Hey, Joey, that's something we don't hear very often.
No,
here.
It isn't. That's an awesome goal. Man.
That is an awesome goal. Do you like dolphins?
Yes, sir. They're my favorite animal.
They are smart animals, too. I had been scuba diving before and had a dolphin come up and look at me kind of like, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here.
Really?
Yeah, really. I mean, literally, they were flying by, and one kind of did a hook turn and came back, and he literally looked at me and kind of turned sideways like somebody would turn their head sideways like, yeah, you're not supposed to be here.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? We don't know you. We don't let your kind in here. And then he took off. I mean, they're fast as lightning.
Well, that's cool.
That is very cool, isn't it? Hey, Annalie, can I put your name in for the drawing for the $50 gift card from Fresh Market?
Yes, sir.
Annalie, give me your month and day of birth.
July 1st.
July what?
1st.
Oh, wow. Do you like having a birthday right before 4th of July?
Yes, sir.
Say, you just say to yourself, all the fireworks are for you, right?
Yes, sir.
I like that. Annalie, I want to tell you something. It has been an absolute pleasure talking to you. You are a delight. You obviously took your cute pills this morning. Because you sound just as cute as you could be. I think I stumped her on the cute pills.
Can you say hi to your Mimi and Clark?
Can
my Mimi and Clark.
Can I say hi to whom?
My Mimi and Clark.
Mimi at Clark's?
Oh, yes. Mimi at Clark's, yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. Hi to her. You tell her hi.
Okay.
Tell her hi for me on the radio.
Hi, Mimi.
Clark is a great place. I am so glad that you called today, Annalie.
Thank you.
You know, you may need to drop by the studio one day. I may need to put you on the air. I did that with another listener's daughter and son, and they were a hit, and they've been listening ever since. Do you remember that, Joey?
I do.
Craig invited me, too.
Yeah, you let me know. You just call and let me know when you're coming by, and I'll put you in there, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Annalie. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Annalie, what a cutie.
Wow.
She got cute. She hadn't even used yet.
Stealing the show there.
I know, man. We do it all. News 93.1. Rodney, coming back to you, buddy, right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about. Lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive, the road is called, and it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way help you ride on by. And the blue lights shining with a heavenly grace help you ride on by. Lakeshore Drive, getting into town, just slipping on.